How many of you know we work for a king? And because we work for a king, if the king of England decided to come here tonight, how many of you know that there would be a kingly protocol that would precede his coming? I mean, there would be all kinds of people around that king that would ensure that everything was done with excellence. That's what happens when you work for a king. How many of you know if a president of a country would show up, there would be protocols and an expectation. If you go to the White House, you have an expectation. If you go to the White House and everything is sloppy and no one's and everything is disorganized, how many of you are going to walk away feeling bad about your country? You're going to walk away feeling very maybe you already do, but we'll have a prayer line for that later. So, but how many of you would feel terrible if you thought this place of great expectation had low standards and there was no excellence involved? If you went to Buckingham Palace and there was no standards there and everything was in disarray and everything was disorganized, you would walk away disappointed because you expect more from kingly protocol. And we serve a king. And the thing that we have to get in our mind as kingdom people is that we don't serve churches and we don't serve pastors and we don't say, yes, you can serve with a pastor, but you don't serve me. I don't need to be served. I need to serve you. I need to serve with you, but I don't have to be served. I'm beyond all of that. I am working for the same thing you're working for, the crown. I'm working to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, which is the same thing. So we are co-workers. Thank you for the honor. Thank you for the respect. But we serve together. And when you serve a king, there is an expectation. So we need to get it in our mind, and we need to get it in our protocols that we have to step up our game in the kingdom, because we're not serving. You're not just representing OCI. You're not just representing the people around you or your family name. You're representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who's an excellent king who deserves the very best that you can give him. Amen. I want to just make a statement here, because we're a Tuesday night, and I never liked wearing suits and ties. I never did. But in the era that I grew up in, I never understood why every conference, everything, man, we were dressed to the max, and it was the cufflinks and everything. And I asked one time, because they were very uncomfortable, and it was hard preaching in a tie for me, but I did it. And I was a singer and a preacher, and I just always felt strangled in that thing. And so, but I did it because it was expected of me. And I asked, my father and others in that generation, why do we do this? And they said, because we believe in giving God your best. And I said, well, you know what? What if my sneakers cost more than your shoes? Am I still giving God my best? And he said, well, I don't know about that. So it was a matter of perspective. So here's what I want to say. Get comfortable, but don't get casual with God. Is that good? Get comfortable, dress comfortable, but don't let those comfortable clothes make us casual with God. We are in the presence of royalty. We are in the presence of the King of Kings, and we must have standards and protocols to serve the King that we serve. So we serve an excellent God. So yes, I love preaching in my tennis shoes and my black jeans. I love it. And it's much better for me than what I did before. But at the same time, I can't come up here unprepared, and I can't come up here sloppy, and I can't come up here manipulating. I can't make it about me. It cannot be the Brian Cutshaw show because I've got the microphone. I have to decrease so he can increase. And whoever's behind this mic, regardless of their voice, of the power of their voice, or the quality of their talent, there is only one person that you need to be seeing, and that is Jesus Christ and him high and lifted up. It is his train and his train only that can fill the temple. Amen. So I want to talk to you about a story of a man who is known for excellence. He's a man in the Bible who actually served a real king. Well, we serve a real king, but he served an earthly king, and this man's name is Daniel. So I'm going to go to Daniel chapter 5, verse 14. It's on the screens, or you can read it with me in your Bible or on your phone, however you get your word. Daniel chapter 5, verse 14. I have heard of you. Have you ever had anybody say that to you before? Hey, I've heard of you. I've heard your name before. I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. What would you do if somebody came up to you and said, Stephen, I've heard of you. I've heard that the Spirit of God rests upon you and that excellent wisdom resides in you. What would you do, Nick, if somebody came up to you and said, Nick, I've heard of you and I've heard that you are a man of excellence and that the power and wisdom of God resides in you. Can you imagine that being the reputation of a man? A man who had never met him, a king who had never met him, had heard of him because of the excellent spirit and the way he did things caused him to excel above those around him. Daniel chapter 6, verse 3, listen to this. Then this Daniel distinguished him above, everybody say above. Above the governors and satraps, and we don't use that word, but it's a Persian name for viceroys or highest ranking governors. So above the governors and satraps, because an excellent spirit, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. Wow. All because he was a man committed to excellence. I want everybody in this room right now to stop for a moment and think about one role in your life. Now, you probably wear at least 20 hats. One hat may be called dad, husband, whatever your job title is, friend, nephew, grandson. You got a lot of hats. So just pick one of them. Just pick one of the hats, a hat that's important to you. Wife, husband. You pick that. Minister, whatever you want. Salesperson, whatever hat you want to wear, pick a role.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
I want to ask you a question. In that role, are you operating at good, better, or best? In that role, is there room for improvement? And that role, whatever role you just chose, see, good means that you're doing what's expected of you only and slightly above. You're not average, you're good, which means I'm doing what's expected of me and a little bit more. But it's easy, it's not hard, there's really no sacrifice in it. I'm just doing good. See, don't let your goal be to be just a good man or a good woman. Be the best man and the best woman that you can possibly be. If you know there's an area that you could just beef up a little bit, what can I do to take me from a 6 to a 7? What would I need to do in this area just to go up one more notch of excellence? You don't have to shoot for the moon. You don't have to do all of it at one time, but what can I do? I presented this to a group one time, and the one lady said, I could start cooking again. She said, I don't ever cook anything. It'd mean a lot to my family. My family, we all eat microwave food, and we eat in different rooms of the house, and we never come together and eat in the kitchen. I could be a better mom if I would just cook. Even she started with one meal a week and said, bring my family to the table. That's one goal, and that one goal made a huge difference in her life. A huge difference in her family. So I'm not asking you to stretch yourself so much that you're overwhelmed and you think you got to go on a 21-day water fast. I'm not asking for that. I'm asking you to think about one thing. Better is I'm rising just a little bit higher than good. There's a lot of good people that do this, but I'm just a little bit better because I push myself enough to improve above that notch. Or how about best? That's where we want to be. I am working as hard as I can work to be the best that I can be. I don't have to be better than anyone else. I only have to be the best that I can be. Everyone in this room has different gifts and different talents. Some of you can't cook a bit, so don't let that be your goal. But maybe you don't clean very well either. Don't make that your goal. Find something you're good at and be the best you can. So if you can't cook and you can't clean, then maybe you shine shoes or something. I don't know what it is, but you gotta find you and you gotta do you the best that you can do. No pressure to compare yourself with anybody else. But what is the best version? Everyone in this room, put on the worshiper hat. Good, better, or best. Put on the Christian hat. Good, better, or best. Put on the I represent Christ as an ambassador hat. How well am I doing? Am I good at it? Am I better at it? Or am I the best I can be at representing Christ? Do I check my attitude in at the door? Do I watch the things that come out of my mouth? Do I monitor my temper and my moods so that I don't bring a bad reflection on the King who asked me to be his ambassador to the world? So we ask ourselves in these areas, am I good, better, or best? See, if you could change just one thing in your life to be excellent in two or three areas, it would make a huge difference. And so I want you to think about that for a moment. Of the 20 hats you wear, I remember one time I was in a conference and they wanted to do a breakout session. And they asked us to write down all the roles in our life. And so I wrote them down and I was surprised because I even wrote nephew and grandson and uncle, everything I could think of that I had to wear a hat for. And I had 32. And I looked at that list, I'm thinking, I can't be good at any of this if I have 32. And then they said, I want you to pick 7 of those. And then I want you to cross out one of those 7 and write your own name in there, just being you. And that's something that never occurred to me, that I have to be good at being me. And so I wrote that in there. So I had 6 roles. And he said, for the next year, and well, I took him real serious. I actually did it. For the next year, I want you to see how you can improve in these top 6 roles. He taught me how to prioritize my life. No one had ever sent me on an exercise like that. I took it so serious. I wrote it all down. I put it on the walls. You got to understand, when I commit to a discipline, I get a little over the top with it. So, I mean, I probably went way too far. My wife even was telling me, I don't want to be on the checklist because I was checking it every day, man. I was doing, I did this. I mean, I was trying to discipline myself. And she said, you're not on the checklist. You're in my heart. I don't have to work at you. You're just automatic. You're organic. I don't have to work at that. But this stuff I got to work at. And so I wanted to discipline myself to be the best that I can be, and that was one of those things. If you could change just one or two things in your life, you could make a difference in everything around you. You could be the, why settle for being a good wife when you can be the best version of a wife you can be? Why being a good man when you can be the best version of a man that you've ever seen? Don't give me the excuse you've never seen a good man. There's plenty right here in this room you can take a look at. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that's why you're not good at what you're doing. No, just because you didn't get the example you wanted at home doesn't mean there isn't an example somewhere else. Keep looking. There are some good people in this world, and a lot of them are sitting right here in this room, and they can show you how to do things better.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.